Well, have you ever heard of someone marrying themselves?
Yes.
You said that with an enormous eye roll?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you just see your brain just now? Your eyes were so far back in the back of your head?
I can see what's behind me.
Well, this is kind of funny. A woman named Sophie Tanner in England married herself 2 years ago.
Good for her.
She had a ceremony and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did she carry a mirror up the aisle or something?
I wonder who sat on the bride's side and who sat on the bride's side. Anyway, she's publicly announced, though, that she's been cheating on herself.
Oh, no.
Every relationship has its ups and downs. And, well, she is indeed getting it on with a dude for the past 5 months.
Wow.
But don't worry.
How disrespectful to herself.
Hey, listen, don't worry.
What?
She plans on not getting a divorce over the cheating. After all, she is getting more attention.
Uh-huh.
So she's okay.
Right.
And I know we're all just a collective few. Man, thank goodness.
Thank goodness we don't want to see another marriage ruined by the ravages of cheating.
Stop with the skewing of the statistics of marital bliss. But at least she can come to terms with herself, literally, and not be too upset with herself. She can forgive herself, and that's nice.
That's good.
That's real nice. Yeah. So there you go. I wish them the most happiness. You know?
Me too.
Yeah, exactly.
Me too. All right. All three of them.
Do you think she registered for herself when she got married? Like,
probably.
Presents and stuff? Gifts?
Yeah. That's so tacky.
That's the worst.
Terrible.
She's the worst. She deserves a divorce.